Ukrainian drone strikes on commercial ships and port facilities have ramped up through July, and Russia's grain exporters now warn the whole Black Sea export route could grind to a stop. A hit on the port of Taman badly damaged one of Russia's major grain terminals, according to a Reuters market source. The Russian Union of Grain Exporters and Producers figures wheat shipments could drop by 30 to 35 million tons this season, about 15% of all global wheat trade, and says other countries cannot make up that gap. If the disruption drags on, FOB wheat prices could climb to $340 to $370 per ton and possibly top $400, which could spark another round of world food inflation. Middle Eastern and African nations that lean heavily on Black Sea grain would feel the worst of it. Meanwhile, Ukrainian farm groups say Russian strikes on Greater Odessa ports are choking their own exports right in the middle of peak harvest. So this fight is squeezing grain supply from both sides at once. Russia's grain exports via the Black Sea could nearly come to a complete halt in the near future due to Ukrainian drone attacks on commercial vessels and port infrastructure, according to a statement by the Russian Union of Grain Exporters and Producers. The organization said that attacks, which intensified throughout July, have created a risk of a complete disruption of grain export routes in the Black Sea basin. Damage to port infrastructure and growing risks to commercial shipping could force ship owners to suspend calls at Russian ports. Additional concerns emerged after a drone strike on the port of Taman. According to a Reuters agricultural market source, one of Russia's major grain export terminals suffered significant damage in the attack. The union estimates that Russian wheat exports could decline by 3,035 million tons during the current season. According to its calculations, this would represent roughly 15% of total global wheat trade. The organization argues that alternative exporting countries would be unable to fully replace such volumes. Existing carryover stocks and temporary increases in purchases from other suppliers may help importers avoid immediate shortages. But the situation could deteriorate rapidly if Russian exports remain disrupted for an extended period. The union also estimates that a prolonged disruption of Black Sea shipments could push FOB wheat prices to $340,370 per ton, with the potential to exceed $400 per ton. Such a scenario could trigger another wave of global food inflation and force some importing countries to reduce grain purchases. According to the organization, the greatest risks would be faced by countries in the Middle East and Africa, which rely heavily on grain supplies from the Black Sea region. At the same time, Ukrainian agricultural associations have also warned that Russian strikes on the port infrastructure of Greater Odessa and commercial vessels are restricting Ukraine's grain exports during the peak harvest season. For almost 30 years of expertise in the agri markets, UKR Agro Consult has accumulated an extensive database, which became the basis of the platform AgriSup.